If you're a sinner and you know it, clap your hands. Now, before you conclude that this pastor has fallen off his theological rocker, allow me to explain why I would even entertain the idea of these words being sung to the tune of the classic children's nursery rhyme. The Bible clearly teaches that sin is spiritually deadly. The Apostle Paul tells us, "The wage of sin is death," Romans chapter 6 verse 23a. Sins alienate us from God and other human beings, and are therefore nothing to celebrate or feel good about. But there is a joy to be found as a sinner, and it is a cause for celebration. What might that be? God loves sinners so much that Jesus came into the world to rescue us from sin's deadly consequences. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. That we are sinners is an inescapable spiritual reality that we cannot hide from God. In fact, trying to deny our sin is a grave spiritual error. As Saint John tells us, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John chapter 8 verses 8-10. God's mercy and forgiveness of sin is the channel for God's grace, and God's grace is the foundation of Christian life, and the source of Christian joy. The reformer Martin Luther spoke of the joyous exchange that happened on the cross when Christ exchanged his righteousness for our sin, so that God would judge us not on the basis of our sins, but on the basis of Jesus' righteousness. Such an incredible act of divine compassion was carried out for the sake of sinners. That God loves sinners is an amazing thing to contemplate indeed. I am glad that God loves this one.